rolling. Welcome to SecurityGuyTV.com. It used to be SecurityGuyRadio.com. I got to get that straight in my head. And we are in Las Vegas at Infuse 2017, sponsored by Guidance Software. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Max Olick, and I'm from Mafaso, and we do governance risk compliance.
What kind of?
Governance risk compliance.
Oh, governance. That's a big one.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
It's a hot topic right now.
Very hot. Bring your mic up just a little bit like this. There you go.
Okay. How about that?
Perfect. I like this because, and now don't get mad at me, government, all right? But, you know, you guys do a couple things right. You make parking lots out of countries. That's good for war. But, you know, other stuff not so great. So we need the private sector help, right?
Yep.
And I've seen, I used to bid on security contracts for government stuff. Oh, my God. The manuals and the form you got to fill out. I can never work for the government. I'm not smart enough to fill those forms out.
Yep.
So what do you guys do to help them being compliant? In what sectors?
Yep. So I'll give you a little bit of background how the company started. So just like yourself, I was a police officer. I was in the Air Force.
Bring it, kind of point it like this. There you go.
How about that? All right.
Yeah.
So I was a police officer. So I started my career in the U.S. Air Force as a security forces member. And then I got out of the service in 2009, started working as a defense contractor for different agencies and whatnot. And what I realized is we spend a lot of money in the government trying to figure out the best of the best solutions.
Which is admirable, yeah.
Right, which is very admirable. And then what we're trying to do is commercialize some of those things and trying to bring those into the commercial environment in terms of governance, risk, compliance.
Right.
I mean, think about it. What's the most complex environment in the world? It's going to be the U.S. military, right?
Yeah, and it works.
It works.
Right.
It works, right? So we try to take that complexity, the knowledge that we learned in the U.S. military, Department of Defense, and then we say, okay, how can somebody like a Dell, which is a global company, how can they apply it? How can Google apply that, right? So we take that knowledge and we automate it and orchestrate it through our governance risk compliance platform.
Now, I assume it's scalable. In other words, if the compliance is in the energy sector, that's one compliance group. If it's in, what's another one?
Healthcare.
Oh, healthcare, right. Yeah. And so you're helping them get these compliance issues done through software, the process, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
So tell us how it works.
Yep. So every vertical is very similar, right? So we can focus in on it from a vertical perspective, but security is pervasive, right? Security
through all
issues.
Those platforms.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So if I'm a hacker, I don't care if I'm going after finance, banking, or defense. It's at the end of the day, it's data and money.
Right.
Right. So our platform actually is vertical agnostic. We did start out in defense. That's our background.
Sure.
But then we quickly pivoted over to healthcare. We do quite a bit in healthcare and also the credit union and banking space.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So anything that's highly regulated is our sweet spot. And anything that has, direct financial dollars to lose, like finance.
Yeah.
Right. So even if the financial world wasn't regulated, it'd be a sweet spot for us because obviously they'd see the impact right away.
Right.
Right. So we work with quite a bit of financial companies, healthcare companies, and essentially what we're doing is making the workflows super easy because a lot of the GRC players that are in market today, they're built, 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
They were built 10 years
wow.
ago. Yeah.
Wow.
But I can't name any competitors on here.
Of course,
they know who they are, right?
That's right.
They're old, lethargic.
Yeah.
We're kind of the new young kid on the block and, we were having a lot of great success with it.
So I went to San Jose and interviewed Cisco last year.
Yep.
Wow. Fascinating. Those guys, right? And they work in the government sector a lot with energy and electrical stations. And, the book is about this thick that they have to meet on these compliance issues. And then it constantly changes. How do you keep that consistent? I get that you're agnostic across all those different vertical markets. But are there some vertical markets that have something really specific that you have to do for that vertical market that it doesn't remove your ability to be agnostic, but maybe you need to focus more clearly?
Chuck, I'm really glad you brought that up because here's the problem we're facing today, right? So if I'm an auditor and I work for, let's say, finance industry, and then I'm an auditor, I work for healthcare industry, the way the audit report looks is totally different.
Right.
Right? And it's actually pretty bad for us because if you talk to a chief financial officer, CFO, a balance sheet looks the same. Well, we should have that same kind of consistency.
That's a brilliant idea, yeah.
Within cybersecurity.
Yeah.
Now, the problem is...
And you really, there's no reason you can't because they're all ones and zeros.
They're all
they're numbers too, right?
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? So the first problem is, well, which standard do we adopt, right? So you said, well, there's a lot of different standards. Well, the one that we rely on is NIST Risk Management Framework.
Okay.
Why do we rely on that? Because it's our tax dollars. We've already paid for it. It's funded by Department of Commerce, which falls under which is an organization called NIST,
right.
National Institute of Technology, right? So when we use a proprietary standard out there, it's not open, right? So there's a lot of proprietary standards out
right,
there.
Right, right.
What we try to encourage organizations is to adopt an open standard. And NIST is kind of the leading right now.
But is it as good as a proprietary private?
It's actually better.
Okay,
believe it or not.
Right.
So government did do something right.
That's right. Very good. Good.
they somehow did this one right,
yeah.
Right? So it's got a 900 plus controls. So 900 things that could go wrong, right?
Right.
And then you're able to develop something called overlays and filters that's applicable to your environment. Now, what does that do for us? Right. Remember the concept of we should have a single report, whether it's finance or healthcare.
Yeah. What I'm hearing is you might be out of compliance in healthcare, but you're in compliance in energy.
Right.
That's you personally as the company trying to be in compliance, mm-hmm. unless there's this NIST standard.
Unless there's a single standard
right.
that we can all agree on.
Yeah.
Right. So what we do is we educate the consumer. We educate them on, well, if you use a standard that uses some sort of harmonization like UCF, it's good in theory. Right? It's like we come up with a single language that has harmonized all of these other standards, but in reality, all of this comes down to following what the government says.
Right.
Right. If it's going to come down to a lawsuit, you might as well leverage what they're providing you
right.
rather than building something proprietary.
Well, I always said, right. investigations always said, we're not going to investigate this at Fox. We're going to give it to the police. How
right.
come? Because then we're not sued because we didn't do it. The police did it.
Exactly.
Right. So,
exactly.
Hey, I'm following the government standard. That's as high as it gets, so...
Exactly.
What do you want to do? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
So we like the proprietary standards. We think that was good in first generation of governance risk compliance.
Right.
Because it was a market regulating itself. And that's always a good outcome. But we're now to the point where nobody agrees on everything.
Really?
We're creating inefficiencies.
Why don't they agree? What's going on with that?
Well, everybody wants to set a standard, a trend. Let's say look at HITRUST, which is for healthcare, right? If it's a certification you can get. It's a great certification, but the government doesn't recognize it.
Do you pay for it, by the way, to get it?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
You pay a ton
just
of
like
money,
you pay
right?
for as-is.
Exactly.
No offense, as-is. It's a good program. I'm not
right?
thinking it. But, yeah, so these are driven by finances and making money, which I got nothing against.
Right.
But we do have to have something that's agnostic at the top because it's too serious.
Exactly.
It can all go down. Poor security guy radio could be off the air because the grid's off, right?
Yep.
So that's a very interesting concept. I didn't think about it that way. So people... The smartest guy in the block is trying to be smarter than the other guy.
Right.
For a business model. I'm a capitalist. I agree with that.
Yep.
But it's interfering with our ability to protect
defend.
And stand. Very interesting.
Yeah.
That's kind of a big problem.
Yeah. Well, we're focusing on paperwork, right? In the military, we are always saying, okay, how can we get the policy stuff done
right.
so we can reuse our funding for real war fighting? Right?
Yeah, that's the goal.
That's the goal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So that's what this conference is about,
right?
War fighting, right? But if we get stuck at the policy level because we want to talk about five different standards and they all say the same thing, well, why can't we just pick one that we already paid through our taxes and just say, all right, that's what the report's going to look like. So from a CFO perspective, balance sheet is a balance sheet. Auditor reports from a security perspective looks the same. So we don't have 10 different standards that are competing. Right?
Now, how close are we to getting there? It seems like we were there. Now we have the private sector competing for a different standard.
Mm-hmm.
Are we moving back that way?
I think we're in the next 5 years.
Okay.
We're going to be there. We have to. I think all of these other standards that are out there, eventually we're going to realize. I talked to a chief compliance officer and a CISO not too long ago, and I told them, hey, you know, we charge X amount of dollars for this kind of work. She said, well, that's kind of high. I said, well, you know, because we have to. We're manipulating data, right? And then at the end of the conversation, she said, so, Max, what do you do that's different? I said, well, if you want differentiation, right, that's going to drive up prices. But if we're just talking about regular old compliance work, we all as chief security officers have to align.
Right.
Right? If you want to cut down costs, we have to align.
So are they going with these other... compliance certifications because they're cheaper? Is that one consideration?
No, it's not cheaper. It's knowledge. It's really, because there's so much marketing.
Yeah.
Right? If you look at like companies like Dell and Deloitte, right?
Well, why would she, your CISO, why would she want to pick the other guy's standard over your standard?
Well, it's not my standard.
Well, I mean, right. Well, your company, because
all I'm saying is select what the government is providing.
Yeah,
you.
But what's their argument with that? Why is she resisting and saying, well, you know, this guy down the street has one we want right. to pick? Why are they?
Well, a lot of it has to do with self-interest, right?
Okay.
So some of these are nonprofits, right?
Yeah.
And they'll get the chief security officers on board. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of incentivization.
Okay. All right.
Right? So
that's the way America works. And that's
right.
why we love it. All right.
That's why I'm here.
That's right.
So there's incentivization, right?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that it's creating an inefficiency. We can reuse those dollars for real war fighting and, you know, figure out the compliance piece fairly quick. And that's what we do.
So there's in the security business, there's an organization called ONVIF. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. So ONVIF, I don't know what it stands for. They don't either, by the way. The last interview said I can't remember. But they take cameras and, you know, Sony, Pelco, all these major manufacturers, they belong to the organization, and they share data about making this camera plug and play with everybody. And I don't need a proprietary Sony cable and a proprietary Pelco cable.
Right.
And it's what you're talking about. It's mm-hmm. not compliance, but
it's standardization.
And by the way, isn't standardization or former compliance.
It is.
Right?
It is.
So what if we started an organization like that, and that organization, you know, is for everybody's benefit to contribute to these things? I wonder if that might get people on board. Because then you feel you all belong to one group instead of belonging to all these others. Although that the NIST thing to me sounds like that's what we should belong to. I don't know.
Right.
Just throwing it out there.
Well, we've done that, right? That's what a lot of these really smart practitioners have done. We've created the PCI Council, which is a form of self-regulation.
Okay.
We've created an ISO, which is an international standards
organization. ISO, that's right, yeah.
Right? And then we have NIST. What I'm saying is that we need to move past from the standards and just get to a point of agreement. So if there are different standards, there's a reciprocity in between. Meaning, okay, if you're going to get certified by standard A, standard B accepts that.
Right.
We don't have any form of reciprocity.
Oh, interesting.
So as practitioners, we haven't moved past that first stage.
Oh, really? Right? That's interesting.
We haven't.
So here's an idea.
Yeah.
I come up with a lot of bad ideas. Sometimes they're good ones. Because I talk to a lot of companies. I talk to like 50 people at Black Hat. And so I get a sense of what's going on and how things work. We have artificial intelligence. We got e-learning. We have, what's the other term for learning? Deep learning.
Machine learning, right? Deep learning, yep.
So why can't somebody develop software or whatever that does machine learning? And every time the latest guy comes in with the latest thing, that's learned, and that adapts the standard.
Yep.
And says, you know what? We have to add this to the, I'm blanking out now,
the
compliance,
yep.
the regulations,
mm-hmm.
because this just happened. And there's no reason we couldn't do that in quasi-real time.
And that's exactly what we do through our software called Triumph.
Now, what a coincidence, I should ask.
Yep.
Seriously.
I think you should become a sales guy for my company.
All right. All right. Okay. All right. So that's cool. So you are taking, hey, here's the latest the hack that Yahoo got nailed on. By the way, let's stick this into our standards because this is the 1-2-3 attack. It's whatever
yep.
it's called. And that's okay. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I just made that up.
Yeah. So our platform is called Triumph.
Okay.
And then what we do is we basically take different legislations and standards, and then we don't harmonize them. We don't come up with a new language. We build a translation layer.
Okay.
How does this standard map with another? What's the delta? So you're only working on the difference.
All right.
Right?
That's good.
Yeah. So, if you've already done PCI or ISO,
yeah.
a lot of practitioners put together mappings. The way we do it, we have a mapping engine built in. And we also work with the U.S. government. We'll say, hey, okay, there's no mapping for this. And there's a process. There's a coalition process. You can say, hey, can you put in mapping for XYZ?
How big is the delta, the difference between some of these things?
It's huge.
Really?
It is.
Right.
So it just depends on the maturity.
Let's say we put ISO. Give me
yeah,
some other
ISO, HIPAA.
HIPAA, right.
HIPAA security rule, which is a regulation.
Right.
We got PCI, and then we got NIST risk management framework.
All right, so that's four. Would you have, 1,000 variations in there? What kind of number would you have?
So in total, there's probably over 6,000 different.
6,000?
No, I would say 3,000 different security
wow.
standards. Yes. Yeah.
And,
isn't that crazy?
And how many of them match?
I think there's probably at least 50 to 70% overlap.
Well, that's not great.
It's not great, right?
50% not overlapping is a lot.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. Now, it just depends, right? It totally depends on the mission.
Yeah.
Just like from the military days, it depends on the mission of your organization, right? If you got a satellite system to protect, it's going to be different than your IT system.
Well, I slightly disagree with you on that. Here's why. we're going to say a satellite, you know, the energy farm, what, those are, you know, infrastructure, critical systems, yep, must have, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if my refrigerator at my house can get to your satellite because it's pissed off that it ran out of eggs and now it's an Internet of Things and it connects somewhere because I'm sloppy, we're dead, right?
Right.
Why don't we have the standard all the way down to my refrigerator and say, you know what, that's the way it's going to be. It's not going to make, I don't care what the refrigerator does if it's right on the Internet. If you want to tell the Internet my refrigerator can only do this, I don't care, right?
Right.
But I think we leave ourselves holes and back doors. If we let people pick the compliance and say, you know what, my company, that doesn't apply to us. We don't have bring your own device. Okay, but if you do,
here's the standard.
It's in place and you're not going to get nailed. What do you think about that?
No, I think that's good. It's just hard to do, to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, everything's hard.
You know? It's
But isn't it a must do, really? Otherwise, we're going to be taken down eventually.
We are. I mean, that's the thing, right? It's the regulations and the compliance. It's easier to write than to actually comply, right?
Because
we're dealing with a lot of legacy systems, right? So if you look at that refrigerator example, that is happening in medical devices, right?
Oh,
same kind of thing, right?
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, the FDA is proposing new rules. But the problem is we are dealing with a legacy problem, and the legislation is brand new, right?
Wow.
So I like where you're going with this, but the application is usually where we fail.
So right? What was that? Was it one of the Mission Impossibles where they implanted a pacemaker in some big shot's heart, and then Tom Cruise got in the library and did some Internet of Thing, and it gave the guy a heart attack and nobody knew about it, right?
Yep.
That's technically possible now. When the movie came out, it was like,
technically possible.
That's sci-fi, but no.
Yeah.
And so a medical device meaning, I don't know, some kind of reader in the operating room. If somebody got into that Wi-Fi, they can mess up the operation in theory.
They can mess up the operation.
And now the hospitals are just waking up to that might be a problem just now.
They are. And actually, FDA is responding now, right? The federal food.
But why weren't they thinking about that when they built it like 5 years ago?
You know, they have safety protocols,
right?
Which security is part of safety. But now that they're just getting connected, they're just putting in some of these new standards. It's called a 510K post-market approval, which is essentially another form of certification.
Right.
Which is saying before you release and after you release, if you have a patch, right, that you need to apply to make that device more safe, go ahead and do it. But that just happened this year.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look how late we are in the game.
I know.
You
well,
know what
I
mean?
It as is last year, I heard that 2015 or 16 was the first year that digital cameras surpassed analog cameras.
Oh, wow.
2016. Digital cameras have been the standard for ever, right? But people still bought more analog. Now, by the way, I'm liking analog a lot better.
Yeah.
Old school. Tin can and a wire, right? You can't hack that.
You can't hack. Well, I guess you could, but nobody's doing it, right?
Yeah. Wow, this is a much bigger problem than I thought it was. Talk about how you price your, no quotes, but I mean, are you subscription-based? Is it based on the volume and usage? How do you do it?
Yep. So we're a fairly young company. So what we have is something called an early adopter program. So right now we have a bunch of customers signed up for early adopter program, and it's a subscription-based model. Everybody right now, nobody wants to host it in the cloud. So we
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Right? It's if you're going to put your most sensitive data, they usually want it on-prem.
Sure.
So we generally license it on an annual basis up to 3 years.
Which is silly because about 80% of all problems are internal.
Right.
Still, but, you know. I don't know anything. What do I know?
So we'll price it based on the organizational needs, right? And our target audience is generally a larger, complex environment. If it's a small business, our software is actually an overkill for them.
Okay.
So like a hospital environment or credit union, finance, right? Big industries with at least 100 to 200 million in revenues. And they usually want their stuff hosted on-prem, especially when it's related to data security.
Sure, yeah.
So we'll roll out fairly quickly within a matter of hours. And then it's a 3-year plan. So we'll update everything within 3 years. And that's just for early adopters.
Right.
So,
well, this has been a fascinating conversation. I had no idea it was, you know, kind of behind. I thought they woke up 5 years ago, you know, or when smartphones came out and said, oh, you know, we ought to get busy on that. But that's the process, wherever we are. But at least great companies like you are trying to do it.
Yeah,
that's
thank
great.
You very much.
Give us your website again.
It's mafazo.com, M-A-F-A-Z-O. And check out our product. It's called Triumph.
And
we're a governance risk compliance solution focused on cybersecurity.
Thanks, Mark. Coming on Security Guy TV, SecurityGuerrilla.com. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah.